News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, has said there's an immediate need to take care and caution as the R rate, the reproductive rate of COVID-19 in Ireland, now stands at or above one. We're joined by Cillian de Gascoigne, Director of the National Virus Reference Laboratory and also Chair of that Expert Advisory Group at the Department of Health's NPHET team. How worried are you, Cillian, by the R rate being over one and at this, the shocking statistics about the number of young people that have become infected with the disease?
Good morning, Shane. Thanks for having me on the show. There's certainly a level of concern. Now, to be fair, it was always likely that the number of cases would rise to a small degree as we came through the phases of reopening. Obviously, people remember we've come through the 18th of May, the 8th of June and the 29th of June. And I suppose it's really the 29th of June when a lot more of society started to reopen. And so we're now 11 days into that time frame. And as people will be probably sick of hearing at this stage, the incubation period for this virus is anywhere up to 14 days. The majority of people develop symptoms between 5 and 7 days after being exposed. So really, this, we're in a crucial period now over the coming, I suppose, the next 5 to 7 days to see what the true impact of that 29th of June date was. So we do know from Professor Philip Nolan that, as you said, the R0 is up around one. But I suppose it's also important. He has highlighted that when the case numbers are small, it can be difficult to get a very accurate reflection of the R naught. But I think, as you've highlighted, the concern around the increase in cases amongst young people, again, to be fair, it's not about singling out a particular group, probably not to be unexpected. We obviously know that people in older age groups have been cocooning and restricting movements for quite a long time now. So again, as society opens up, it is likely that it would be those younger age groups that would be out and probably having more contacts. But I think the message that we want to get across to people is that the virus hasn't gone away. So I think we still need to follow the public health measures and we still need to act as if any individual may have the virus. So while we have encouraged people to re-engage with their friends and their family, we do want them to do it in a safe way. So physical distancing still remains key. Good hand hygiene remains key. Mask wearing remains key in those environments where you can't maintain physical distancing.
Okay, can I put it to you? They're very valid points, I think inarguable points. But this point about the virus hasn't gone away and people need to act as if the person they're talking to has the virus or that they have it and they might give it to that person. I have to put it to you, that has broken down completely as a notion. I see it every day, every hour of every day that I'm out. I'm shocked by the people I know and the people I don't know who are not social distancing. I was in the supermarket the other day. The number of people who stood alongside me as I was picking something off the shelf, those things were not happening 4 weeks ago. They are happening now. Social distancing has broken down.
Yeah, and I think that's really important that we re-stress the message because I would agree.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the majority of people are still quite conscious of it. And to be fair, an awful lot of retailers and the large supermarkets have tried to make it more straightforward for us, at, you know, when we're queuing outside or waiting to get queuing up in line to pay for our groceries. But I would agree that there's a tendency for people to maybe think that we're back to normal now that society is starting to reopen again. And I think that's the key message that we need to try and get people to remember is that this is we can't go back to the way we acted in January. We obviously are cognizant of the fact that we need our economy to reopen. We need to try and get people back to work, but we have to do that in a very controlled, safe manner. And we really need to behave as individuals. We need to take responsibility not only for ourselves, but for our families and friends and for the vulnerable age groups, because, you know, we know that a lot of the younger people may not get serious illness. Now they still can. We've obviously seen some high profile cases in the States which had fatal outcomes in younger cohorts, but we have to ask people to think about their parents, their grandparents, and also we don't know anybody else's story, so we don't know what other people have at home, whether they've relatives with underlying conditions or who are immunocompromised.
Okay.
So it is really a question trying to get people to take responsibility for not wanting to transmit the virus to somebody else.
A couple of startling things about the figures yesterday. The R rate was one. The number of young people is at 77% of cases under 25. The other really fascinating one, Roland Glynn pointing out, 15 of the 23 new cases yesterday, travel related. That is extraordinary, isn't it? People are clearly ignoring the advice, or some people are clearly ignoring the advice not to travel.
Yeah, I think that was, as you said, it was a stark figure and probably not hugely surprising in some respects, because to be fair, and I think it's important that we acknowledge what people have accomplished in Ireland, in the community, we do know that the level of circulating virus is low. We know that the number of cases that have an unidentified source of transmission, if you like, is low. So in some respects, knowing where these cases have come from puts us in a better position than having 23 cases and not having an inkling where they're coming from. But it does really highlight the importance. Like as a country, we have done really well in recent weeks to get to a very low level of virus in the community. We're one of the best countries certainly in Western Europe and probably globally at this point. So our risk is importing infections from overseas, from other countries where we have seen that the virus is not yet under control. And we're really, from an effort perspective, we're really imploring people to not travel overseas this summer. Non-essential travel should be avoided. We appreciate that that's difficult for people. As the acting CMO, Dr. Glynn, has said, we appreciate that it doesn't seem terribly fair after everything that people have gone through that they can't get overseas for their summer holidays this year. But we're hoping it's 1 year, and we're asking people to make that effort this year to not travel overseas.
Okay. Just very finally, I have to say, I felt kind of dispirited last night when I saw what Ronan Glynn had to say, when I saw the figures. I think a lot of people will feel a little bit downhearted that it's kind of a case of we've taken 20 steps forward, we seem to have taken a couple back. Now, whatever about a second surge, I can't help thinking that if we keep going the way we're going, it is inevitable that some kind of restrictions will be brought back. Maybe not the sweeping measures we saw, but more localised, more specific, more micro restrictions. Am I being overly gloomy in that assessment?
I would think you're being fairly pragmatic and realistic, to be honest. But at the same time, we do want people to try and get back to some semblance of normality.
Absolutely. I'm not suggesting we lock the country down.
No, of course not. But you are right. I suppose we have a better infrastructure now from a laboratory perspective, from a public health perspective, from a contact tracing perspective. So you're right. We certainly would hope not to be having to impose any sort of national level restrictions. But what we want to be in a position to do is, if we do identify clusters of the nature that we've seen in the last sort of 24, 48 hours, that they can be targeted quickly. People can be tested, contacts can be isolated. And we want to be in a position to do that very quickly. So I think you're right. Like from the point of view of the department and NPHET, we're obviously looking at the same figures, and you're right. You know, we've had some very good days where the numbers have been very low single digits, so a couple of cases with no new cases. And ultimately, I think that's where we want to get. We want to get to a number that is as close to zero as possible, if not zero. And obviously, at this point, we seem to be slightly moving in the opposite direction. So I said we don't want to be too gloomy, but certainly there's a note of caution there. And as we come into the weekend, we do just want to remind people that if they are going out to restaurants, or if they're going out for food, if they're going out to meet friends, to please follow the public health guidelines, physically distance, maintain hand hygiene, and, you know, go for your hour and 45 minutes and then go home.
Okay, Killian DeGascoigne, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.